The 1950s were notorious for being conformist and passive, and movies like Sunset Boulevard, Ace in the Hole, and A Face in the Crowd told bleak, even cynical stories about the increasingly powerful mass media. One of the most enduringly popular of these movies is Sweet Smell of Success, a 1957 potboiler about the gossip industry, starring Burt Lancaster as a columnist and Tony Curtis as a scheming press agent. It's been digitally restored on DVD and Blu-ray and released by Criterion. Our critic at large, John Powers, just watched it and says that the movie left him thinking as much about today as the Eisenhower era.
Back in my high school library, there was a poster that quoted the famous words by Eleanor Roosevelt. Small minds discuss people. Average minds discuss events. Great minds discuss ideas. I suspect that Roosevelt would be horrified by how small-minded American culture has become. Where gossip was once an unsavory, if popular, corner of the mass media, it's now so mainstream that Lindsay Lohan's DUI cases make the front page. And to own TMZ would cost you 100 million times more than the dollar it cost Sidney Harmon to purchase Newsweek. All of which gives a special piquancy to the classic American movie about the gossip trade, Sweet Smell of Success. First released in 1957, and now out on a ravishing new digital transfer from Criterion. Fast, mean, and absolutely gripping, Alexander McKendrick's movie, written by Ernest Lehman and Clifford Odets, feels both extraordinarily relevant and, at times, strikingly old-fashioned. Tony Curtis stars as Sidney Falco, a hustling press agent who, to get his client's name in the papers, runs around town for J.J. Hunziker, a powerful and sadistic Broadway columnist who spends his nights sitting like a spider at nightclub tables. Things come to a head when Hunziker demands that Falco break up the romance between Hunziker's adored sister, played by Susan Harrison, and a jazz musician played by Martin Milner. Sidney proceeds to do this by any means necessary, even pimping out a girlfriend. Now, the movie's not perfect. For instance, the straight arrow Milner is comically wrong as a hep 50s jazz man. He already seems like the cop he'd later play on the show Adam 12. But the flaws scarcely matter because what's right is so right. Like James Wong Howe's bleakly poetic black and white photography that makes even a fancy nightclub seem as soiled as a crime scene. Sweet Smells Manhattan is a seamy, deglamorized world in which small men destroy lives to make themselves big. At its center is the Apache dance between Lancaster's bullying Hunziker, who lurks behind spectacles that are equal parts death ray and bulletproof glass, and the ambitious Falco, who's like his pet dog, a rabid one. Here, the two discuss Falco's scheme against the jazz man, leading Hunziker to ask a question about his sister's suitor.
What has this boy got that Susie likes?
Integrity. Acute. Like indigestion.
What does this mean? Integrity.
A pocket full of firecrackers. Waiting for a match. You know, it's a new wrinkle. To tell you the truth, I never thought I'd make a killing on some guy's integrity.
I'd hate to take a bite out of you. You're a cookie full of arsenic.
The figure of Hunziker was based on gossip king Walter Winchell. And as Neil Gabler points out in one of the disc's extras, Winchell was the first to grasp and exploit the democratizing power of mass media gossip, which not only brought the famous into the daily view of the millions, but cut them down to size. If anything about Sweet Smell of Success feels dated, it's precisely the notion of a single all-powerful columnist. The world Winchell created has grown ever more democratic. Gossip mongers are now as inescapable as people staring at their smartphones. Thanks to Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, which recently brought down designer John Galliano by capturing his anti-Semitic blather, anybody can be J.J. Hunziker, which means that nobody is. After all, who needs a Winchell when a teen idol like Twilight's Robert Pattinson enters a restaurant and other diners instantly start tweeting where to find him? These days, the press agent's job is often less about getting clients noticed. Heck, there are people who spend their lives writing about reality TV stars than about trying to control how they're noticed. It's a near impossible task, especially if your client is Charlie Sheen. In fact, today's gossip machine is even more amoral than in Winchell's day. Although a truly rotten human being, Winchell actually did believe in something. He backed the New Deal, attacked Hitler when most politicians were still weaseling, and he fought for civil rights. Even when he went bonkers for Joe McCarthy, he thought he was fighting for the American way. Today's gossip maven seemed dinky and soulless by comparison. TMZ and Gawker don't give a hoot about politics or human rights. They have no mandate grander than getting the poop on anyone who might be remotely famous. Still, even as the gossip has grown more ruthlessly ubiquitous, our movies have become tamer. Made during the supposedly square 1950s, Sweet Smell of Success is a portrait of American ambition so curdled that it makes The Social Network, a movie considered too hip, dark, and ironic to win the Oscar, seem almost sunny. I mean, Jesse Eisenberg's Mark Zuckerberg may burn to succeed, but nobody would ever call him a cookie full of arsenic.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue and Vogue.com. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Salad, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Joan Tui Westman, Sam Brigger, John Myers, Lauren Krenzel, John Sheehan, and Heidi Simon. I'm Terry Gross.